I tell you what, that's one of the things that happens every week around here. In fact, Sarah Bernhardt says life begets life. Energy creates energy. It's by spending oneself that one becomes rich. And every single weekend, there are people that get rich all around this place because they pull up their sexy boots. Do you know you look sexy when you serve? I mean, it's one of those amazing things. We call this the sexy arm of Crosspoint right here. You know, there's something that happens when we invest ourselves in something, when we give of ourselves to something, that we actually become rich. And sometimes this is way more, I mean, it's way more than monetarily, let me be honest with you, but there's a breath, there's a kickback, there's a blessing that comes not only to us, but to everyone, and as a result, everyone wins. And so, great song by U2, way to go band, knocking it out. We're in this series called Jesus, Accommodating Jesus, and we're taking a look, as Eric said, at how God regularly accommodates us, how he bends his life toward us and meets us wherever we're at. And today we're going to take another look at another great picture of what this looks like, how this gets lived out specifically here. My name's Kurt, by the way. I'm a pastor here at Crosspoint. Really excited to have you here this morning. Before we do anything else, let's go ahead and pray. God, I'm thankful that we can gather in this room. I'm thankful that regardless of where we are in our spiritual journey, regardless of what our spiritual orientation has been, that we can come into this place and we can explore. And God, as a result of our time here today, I'd ask that you would just help us to see you. Help us to see what you are doing in the world. Help us to see that that you don't need us, but you actually invite us into what you're doing. It's this amazing, amazing thing that you do with all of our insecurities, with all of our baggage. You actually invite us into this bigger thing you're doing in the world. And today, God, as we look at how you accommodate us in this way, I would pray that you would just meet every single one of us exactly where we are. God, I ask that you'd help me to be articulate, and most importantly, God, everything that we hear, everything we do today, that would in some way point us and help us to see you in a greater way. God, we thank you. And God, I specifically pray today for those of us who maybe wandered in here and we're feeling a little bit of a sense of a loss of purpose. We're saying, you know, where can I connect? Where what's this bigger thing I want my life to be about? God, I pray that you just speak to those of us in that place today. It's in your name and character I pray. Amen. We know last week, we looked at how God has always been pulling unique teams of people together. Since the beginning of time, God has been pulling unique teams with very unique purposes. And he pulls one team together a couple thousand years ago with a very specific mission, a very specific purpose. In fact, he gives them their mission statement in Genesis chapter 12. We looked at this last week. He says to Abraham, Abraham, from this point forward, I want to make you into a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great and you will be a blessing. Now, what God is saying to Abraham right here is he's saying, hey, there's something that happens when people gather in my name and they're about my stuff. When this happens, people are blessed by this. What he's saying is people in the community are better off because of this. He's saying, you know, this place called Crosspoint, you know, if ever we were to shut the doors, take down the signs and just close down, there should be a sense that the community says, whoa, this place is a lot worse off because this group of people are no longer here. You see, there's something that happens when people get together and gather in God's name and then are about his stuff and we engage with people that just makes life better. And here's what's really cool about this. You see, God doesn't need you or I to accomplish anything in this world. Not a single thing. I mean, God could do anything he wants. He could accomplish anything. He doesn't need, you know, peon Kurt right here to accomplish any of his purposes. And you know what's absolutely amazing to me is that he invites us into this purpose, this greater plan that he's doing in the world. And he says, hey, I want you to come be a part of this thing. And it's an open invitation. In fact, you know, he says, yeah, with all your baggage, with all of your insecurities, with all the times you're like, hey, there's nothing I can do. I mean, how can I even be close to God with where my life has been? God's like, hey, I want you to be a part of this bigger thing that I'm doing. You know, one of the things we're laser-like focused on here at Crosspoint is this call that Jesus gives us to help create new pathways to help people experience God in new ways, to understand what it means to have a relationship with God. But it doesn't stop there. You know, one of the things Jesus says, he says, it's not just having a relationship with me. I want you to be about loving on people as well. In fact, this is so significant. Jesus actually pairs the two together. And so one of the big hills that we die on around here, one is pointing people to God, creating new pathways for people to experience what it means to be in relationship with God. The second is what it means to love others. In fact, this symbol on the screens right here, it's kind of like hieroglyphics right there. Maybe you've seen this on somebody's shirt around here or in a brochure on our website. This is the symbol we use to symbolize this value or this hill that we die on, meaning this is something we will go to great lengths to accomplish. This idea of life on life, two people meeting one another where they are and being a blessing. And this is mission critical to us here at Crosspoint. In fact, we believe that this is one of the ways that we address one of the greatest problems in our society today. You know, if you've spent any time around Crosspoint, you've probably heard me say, because I say it often, you know, people will often ask me, you know, what's the biggest, you know, problem in our culture today? And somehow it always comes up sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And I'm like, did you live in the 80s or something? Because that was like way back there. And then they'll be like, well, is it bath salts? And I'm like, well, that's right now a big problem. But, you know, what's the greatest ill? I mean, we think of all of the problems of our culture, relationally, all the problems that makes relationships, marriages break down, that causes problems in relationships at our work and our careers. If you could trace all of those back to one core root, many of them would boil down to this sense of selfishness. And so this idea of cultivating a life of loving on other people actually addresses, in my opinion, one of the greatest problems in our culture. You see, selfishness is a pathway, it's a trend. When we're selfish, it gets lived out in nearly every aspect of our life, in our work life, in our family life, in our relationship with our spouse, with our kids, even in church life, with our neighbors. Every aspect is what's in it for me. You know, we looked at entitlement a few weeks ago, this idea of, hey, there should be certain things coming to me. I've earned them. They should just naturally come my way. And yet when we say, you know, I'm going to be a person who gives, who this isn't a normal pattern for me, but I'm going to begin to give a part of my life towards something else, toward being a blessing to other people where I get no kickback. This actually creates a new trend, a new pathway, a new habit, and it's called selflessness. You see, selflessness is a pathway as well, just like selfishness is a pathway. One of the things Jesus calls us to is to live a selfless life. And so that's why loving on others around here is so big to us. You know, strategically putting people in places where you can be in a place where you can cultivate a life of selflessness, where you can grow in what it means to know God, but also in what it means to have meaningful relationships, serving and being in relationships with others. And so today, I'm really excited you're here. This is going to be one of the most absolutely amazing days that we've ever had here at Crosspoint, because you are in a few moments are going to be going on what we're calling the amazing race around Crosspoint. All right. And so in just a few moments, tour guides are going to come down this aisle wearing shirts just like me, and they are going to take you on a tour of this entire building, of everything that's happening in this building right now. And it's going to be really cool. And so a couple things before we do that. What I know, as I thought about this, I thought, you're thinking, oh man, what's this going to feel like? Is it going to be awkward? I realize there's four types of people in this room right now. All right, there's four types of people. The first are there are many of you here who are people that are serving. You volunteer around here. You're plugged in. You're connected. And let me just say, if this is you, then I'm excited you're going to go on this tour this morning, because you are going to see how what you do, the role you fill, the place that you serve, how it's a part of this bigger picture of what happens around here. It's going to be amazing. You're going to see how you're one puzzle piece and this giant orchestra that happens every weekend. Now, I want to be real clear with you. Our goal this morning is not to get you to serve more. If you're serving two times a month, that's the big ask. All right, two times a month is the big ask. And so, you know, that's where you should be. Now, if you're not serving two times a month, then we'd say, could you consider that? But this is for you to see this bigger picture, to go and see how you fit into this deal. Really cool. Now, the second group of people is people who want to serve, but maybe have never taken that step or currently aren't serving. Maybe you're somebody who's like, man, I've always wanted to do that. I want to get involved. I don't know where I could fit. I don't know how what I could bring to the table could be used in any specific way around here. Well, again, this is going to be really cool for you, because you're going to get a firsthand look into every single environment around this building that happens every weekend. And you're going to see that these are ordinary people like you. You may have better skills than a lot of the people working around here. These are just people who are willing to use things like their fingers, pushing a button to change screens on the visuals, or you know, pushing knobs, or shaking hands, or saying good morning to people, or sitting in a small group with a small group of kids. You're going to see all of these cool things and how they work around here. And then the third group of people is people who don't want to serve. And there are a variety of reasons that somebody might just say, I don't want to serve. You know, and some of those are probably reasonable. You know, there's some, you know, you may have a medical condition that just prevents you from being able to do that. I know in some cases, you know, there may be somebody who just says, you know, I don't want to serve because I don't feel like I have anything to give. Let's be honest. There might be some of us who are just selfish. We're just about our time. And we've always thought church is about going and receiving, I go as a consumer and then I walk out, and I've been blessed. But I hope on this tour, this is going to be really cool for you, because you're going to see the many, many roles that get played every weekend that are a blessing to you. You're going to see the many roles that every weekend when you walk in and you get blessed by this place, how ordinary people give a little bit of themselves to actually make your experience great around here. And so really excited you're going to be on this tour. And then I realize there are probably some people in this room that are still checking us out. I know there are guests here today because we have them every single weekend and you're thinking, holy cow, I'm going to go on a tour and it's my first time here. I just wanted to find this, you know, out about how this church rolls and here they're sending me around. Hey, this is going to be really cool for you. And here's why. Because there is probably not a weekend out of the year where you're going to get a more a clearer look at what happens here at Crosspoint. You're going to see the backbone of what makes this place run this morning. You're going to see what happens in kids' environments and hospitality environments, how we set this thing up every weekend. You're going to get the heartbeat of the Crosspoint community real quick this morning. So I'm really excited if you're here for the first time or the third time that you're going to be able to be a part of this and see this morning. So, five quick things that will maximize our experience this morning, all right? You guys ready? This is going to be exciting. All right, first thing is you need your race bib. So grab your race bib and grab a pen next to you. Everybody needs a pen in their race bib. If you have not filled out this bottom portion of your bib yet, then go ahead and do that as I'm talking right now. And you're going to take your pen, your bib, you're going to gather everything you brought into the auditorium, your coffee, purse, whatever it might be. You're going to take that with you because you are not going to be returning to this room. And then you are going to go on a guided tour, which means the operative word there is guided. All right, this means you're going to have somebody that's going to be kind of sharing with you and taking you around, and it's going to be very quick. We're going to keep your space, your time clicking. You're going to move through this building quickly, and it's going to be important that you give your guide your attention. It's going to be important that you don't have sidebar conversations. If you have questions, we want you to feel free to ask those. If you want to peek into a classroom or ask a question of a team leader in that area, feel free to do that. But your guide is going to be moving you along very quickly, so we can get everybody through this process this morning. The third thing is if you're somebody who's saying, I'm interested in seeing what's going on around here, I would encourage you on the back of your card to identify an area. When you see something, you're like, I could do that. I'm not currently serving, but that's something that I could do. Just circle that. All right, just remember, circle it to remember it. And all of our zones are labeled. The things you're going to see are labeled by category in here today. And so circle that. And then when you get to the end of the tour this morning, then we're going to ask you to turn your bib cards in. And if you're somebody who's saying, hey, I think I'm interested in giving a one-time first serve. I'm going to serve one time in a particular area. I've circled a couple areas that I'm potentially interested in. We're going to ask you to choose one of those. And if you're willing to do a one-time serve of just shadowing someone in that particular area, then there's going to be a whole team of volunteers at different tables based on these areas. And you can go up and sign up today for your first serve sometime over the next 4 weeks. We have calendars in there. We have schedules. So you can actually sign up today for when that first serve is going to be. And this is very, very important so that we can help you have that first serve experience. And it's just a one-time deal. After that, we'll call you and say, hey, how'd it go? Are you interested in doing this, trying this for a longer period of time, getting on a schedule, serving here regularly? If not, is there another place you'd like to serve? And so, we're really big on helping people find their place. And then the last thing is we want you to show up for your first serve. All right, if you sign up for one, just show up for it. All right, it's a really important thing. We're going to send you email reminders so that you can be aware of when you need to be here and that kind of stuff. And so this is going to be really, really cool this morning. In fact, right now our guides are going to come on up and they are going to begin to distribute this crowd. So make sure you have all of your stuff. If you serve around here, you are going to put your card and any tithes and offerings together in the joy box, which is going to be in your final destination today, all right? Now, to those of you who are guests just checking us out this morning, first of all, I just want to say we would love for you to go on this tour this morning. I mean, I think you'll get a great picture. I mean, there's probably, as I said, not a better weekend to be here than this weekend if you're wanting to find out what this place is about. But we're not about making people do something they don't want to do. So if you want to slide out this morning, I'm going to be at the front door. I'd love to meet you on your way out. And so shake my hand and hope you come back next week. So you are already being dismissed. Go ahead and stand to your feet, and our directors of the tour are going to send you on out. Have fun, and I will see you at the finish line.